Welcome, everybody. Welcome,
Yeah.
everybody, to this master class. It definitely was a challenge to keep that name, master class, when I didn't know what Uranus was going to bring through and share. I didn't know if it was appropriate to call this a master class when I wasn't sure of the syllabus, but he assured me it was exactly the appropriate word. And because we are working in new energy, and this is a co-creative event, and masters create. We don't just listen. So the idea is for us to be creators, and that's a master of energy. And he said that's what this class is mastering energy. We've been planting seeds, or our team, our group has been planting seeds for a long time, and now they're at their next stage of we need to they're coming up, and that means they're seeing the light of day. We're kind of like in the first quarter moon when they're just popping up to be witnessed, you know, that phase of the moon, that first quarter, when the analogy is of the first, what the energy of the first quarter is that the seed pops through the surface, and that's what we're doing. And that's moving from terrestrial beings to universal beings, and that's what they want to. That's what this class is having guides. How do we do that? You know, we've gotten a lot of these seeds, but they want to take it to the next level. You can jump in at any time here. I'm just going, what I would I don't really have the exact format, but what I thought I'd do is share the little pieces that I've got about this class. And then turn it over to Uranus, who wanted the stage, and we'll see how that goes. I'll try to stay in just this dialogue without going into a meditation, and just stay conscious if I can, you know. And but I might close my eyes too. But this co-creative, so my sense is that you'll get pieces as well. So, in this class, opening up to being, you know, our universal aspect of ourselves, is that we need some guides here. And because a lot of the information on the light body is not available on this planet. So we can't go look at, we can't necessarily take a class or look it up in, you know, in academia or so a lot of the original information and instruction set on a light body isn't around for us. So they want to do a live class and give it to those that are ready and are willing to play with this, the light body, and turning that on. It was described to me that the true forbidden word on this planet is light body. That's exactly what they don't want you to talk about. So this class, so I definitely feel that energetic about this class is like, what are you doing talking about the light body and actually asking universally how to turn it on and to move it? So in essence, this is disclosure at the top level, is light body instruction set. So we are disclosures, you know, we are doing disclosure work at this level. So to congratulate you and to acknowledge you that you are doing some very great work. A lot of this I got in this morning when I sat down and said, I'm a little, you know, you asked me to put this together and I did. And what are we going to say? And so I've been checking in, trying to get the whole enchilada of what's going to come through. And I don't, we're going to do that together. So I'm really excited because I feel the energy of it, but I don't know actually what's going to be coming in. So, so these tools, we're going to really start really slow, like we're going to be in kindergarten. To imagine today that we're in kindergarten, we're just in the sandbox, and so it's play in essence. So you can't get it wrong, and you know we're learning to feel comfortable in the sandbox here. So, and they have the planets, and eventually the stars will come in to be our guidance. Just like, and think of it as, you know, you are in kindergarten and you are comforted that you have big, you know, teachers, you know, to guide you if you need it and to be right there to answer all your questions. But as far as the play goes, you know, and the creation of what we're playing with, you know, and how we're playing with each other is really what we're creating. And this, our commitment to work at this level is acknowledged. And that's what, you know, what we have done in our last several years, our commitment to bringing this in is why we're getting like front row access. And that's really another key point in this class is so that you feel the access to your planets. They're close. They're as close as your kindergarten teacher would be. It's just like, how do I do this? To have reference points and to bring them closer. As we're in 5D now, we're working in 5D. Our planetary consciousness and our solar system friends who are guiding this class, they're the fifth dimensional as well. You know, they're, of course, they have their 3D counterparts, but what's coming to present itself in this class is their 5D consciousness. So it makes sense that we have teachers in 5D. We're not limited to 5D, but that's what makes the most sense for us to get really proficient at. Because in 5D, you can, as it was explained, we can go higher dimensions when we're in 5D. You know, you can access higher dimensions as well. But our mission is creating the 5D Earth. So it makes sense that we play predominantly in 5D, but we're not limited to 5D. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, and so the teachers will be teaching in 5D. It's like, what language? But they want to make it clear that you're not limited once you're in 5D because you're learning consciousness field and plasma field. You can access the teachers in like the whales are higher dimension than 5D. We have access to them, but our creations from our mission standpoint is we're creating this new Earth 5D. Mm-hmm. As creators. So, we'll be working with lots of dimensional figures, but our first sandbox creations are 5D with light body creations. And that the planets, turn that off. The planets have multiple dimensions. They can show up in, just like Gaia has multiple dimensions of herself, so do these planets that are going to be teaching us, but they're going to present their 5D to assist us in creations. They have observed how we've been able to access Venus and have a relationship with Venus. We have seats at the table. We have, you know, we have a council. We have already made clear connection with our Venusian energies or the aspects of it. So this is why we're getting teachers, because we've already been successful. They want to give us access to all of the planets in a way for resources in our creations, just like we have with Venus, because we'll need all of these. The image was, we're still in kindergarten, we're still in the sandbox, and we just got our set of eight colors, our brand new box of crayons. And so they're brand new to create with, and think of them, each of them, as the planets, the planetary influences to color the creations. So this, a couple of things, and I know it's probably these pieces seem a little random, but that's how they came. I'm just giving them to you as they came to me. We're developing first this quiet inner body, you know, being the silence on the inside of our body, and going to this still point. We'll call it the zero point. We know how to do this. We've done it a lot. But we're going to do it a little more conscious and just with a few more brush strokes. So when we're going to work with the octahedron, we're going to work with geometries and color again. And that still point. So I just want to start with an image that is a good starting point. And that's our octahedron, ourselves and our octahedron. And think of that bottom point, and that it actually becomes needle-like. And it goes way, way down and goes into a zero point. However you visualize that, that zero point, that neutral point, is so anchored that, and so firmly attached that, permanently attached, so that when we just begin to move into our interior space, we begin spinning our octahedron at whatever rate that you choose or whatever feels comfortable that you choose. But you may want to just keep that visual of that really super fine anchored point, at 0 point. I see it as, you know, into, you know, a black palette, the middle of a black palette. It is so firmly attached with some sort of particle that I'm not even familiar, but it's so strong, so that no matter what spin we're spinning our octahedron, we do that. You can just do this now while we're talking, so that you can clear out debris, and to do this frequently, because our field is chaotic right now, and that this is also why we need to lean on our planetary friends now, because of the chaotic field. So this is the cleansing mechanism for the external. Consciousness field. So this inner awareness of spinning your octahedron firmly anchored into your 0 point, happening multiple times a day, maybe even an hour. It's just a very quick visual of spinning off the energy that isn't part, or that's going to prevent you from a clear orb. And I'm just in the introduction and preparation field. One more thing that I was given as a way to prepare for the series was to go back and highlight a couple of things that in a way, this is a continuation of a lot that we've learned. Going back to the Venus Salon, June 3rd, remember we were prompted to do a Venus Salon in June around that solstice and the eclipse, because there was two eclipses and a solstice in Gemini in June. So I went back to what came in at that time. We were working with Gemini energy, the Gemini Sagittarian polarity. And we were bringing in similar information that was Gemini's lighter. It has more of like a teen exuberance per se. We were learning this very similar, the breath sensation, exhaling and moving debris, and feeling the tone of our body on the inside. We were asked to feel the tone of the muscles, just to understand how much tension they had in them, didn't have to necessarily soften them, but at least be familiar with the tone, the muscle tone, and how much tension the muscles were carrying. We were asked to check in to the organs and see how they were faring. We were asked to scan the inside of our body for a special point that may feel dense, and just observe it with our attention, and that it may quiver to release its load or its strain or its tension. And we were in, I don't know if this was an introduction or maybe they had introduced it before, but to begin emotional play, that we had become very familiar with mental play and mental way of using our mind to, as we walk through the day, we had a lot of like looping thoughts or songs, or there was very much a mental play within our body to write ourselves. And they suggested that we begin to move into an emotional zone where we were playing instead, you know, beginning to choose emotions. And, you know, if we ever got into a particular mental pattern, is to move into emotional play, just slide in from mind play to emotional play. You could facilitate this by laughter or joy or emotion. That's, we do this. We learned a lot of this, but they were languaging it that way as, you know, upgrading the interior space that we occupied into more of an emotional zone, so that we could move for the result of moving into mastery with our light body. We needed to be very much aware of how we facilitate the movement of our emotions and keep upgrading and becoming witty with our emotional play, if you remember that. And then we would begin to be able to claim a lot of ourselves that way. So all of that I got from re-listening to that Venus salon that we did on June 3rd. There were a couple more sections to the Venus salon. I haven't re-listened to that, but I thought I would include a resource page for to re-listen to some of these that they're referring back to, some of the components of the light body components. I'm going to transition and just allow, I was going to say a few more things, but I want to just allow what's coming in. And yes, it's a combination of solar Rishi and Uranus. So there is a combination of energies coming in to share now. So there's a combination that's happening that they want to point to. There's a lot that's happening, but they just want to take two pieces of our study, our advanced study that we're on, that we're all on, that we're all on our mission. It is all on your mission to move into your light body. And you will feel this as you begin to play with this work and play with the information here. You may feel more and more on your mission, which when that occurs, there's an influx of energy and life force energy. So welcome that. You can attribute it to the planetary information that you're receiving today. However, they want to say that it's actually you. It's your life force that belongs to you that's coming on board. And that is really what they want to point to, that they self-sourcing and owning the amount of energy production that you have learned how to do, self-sustaining and self-creating. So it's important that if you're drawing a lot of your mission to you and your life force energy to you, that you are able to allow the energy to move through you out and create with it. So this is the other reason they really want to come out, so that you can begin to utilize the life force energies that you're tapping into and not walk away from it going, oh, wow, that's a little bit too powerful for me. I'll just go back to what's familiar. And they want to assure us that you haven't yet had the opportunity to know your full amount of energetic holding capacity. And that's why they want to be on your shoulder or standing right next to you. So they're close enough so that you can go, okay, what do we do in this situation? You know, what do we do? I don't want to turn it down. I want to actually master it. That's one component. And the Solar Rishi are bringing actually new tools. A lot of those tools are already in our DNA, you know, that we're remembering and uncovering because we have genetic memory when we had a much grander life force. But given the current terrain and the amount of interference that we have had to in some cases alter, and some cases actually give you actual new resources within on the inside of you, you know, to create, you know, new creator tools. And so that is another reason you'll need assistance, and you'll need your planetary friends right alongside you, so that you don't dismiss what's happening in your body, that you have the resources to know when to ask and how to use that, because it's needed. These tools are needed here. And we've created a play area so that, and an observation net so that it's not like you could get it wrong. Like you couldn't get it wrong. And actually, you know that in 5D, it's not about doubting or getting anything wrong as you try to see what you can do now. And so the Rishi are coming, and they want to acknowledge our last time that we connected with the Solar Rishi. We had a call where we connected and we went into the sun. We want to unpack a little bit about that where to find us. That a lot of this course is how to find resources, how to find us, where to find us, where to look, how do you know that we're there, how to feel us, how to ask us questions, how to get the information that you're looking for. And first and foremost, it's on the inside of your body. It's all internal. And they want to point to the, is it a contradiction or that to connect with the sun, we're going into our bodies, or the irony of this, you know, that the stiller we can go and the adept we are in going to the quiet sanctuary in our heart and to develop that still point is where we'll feel their resources. And the other, so many points. The other thing is that the third eye, this, we're developing this, that our internal sight, this pineal gland, the third eye on the inside, where so we can see the pictures that they're drawing or the sounds that they're making or however you and your celestial friends choose to talk to you. They're very versatile and we're opening up. So they definitely can choose the modality that you choose or that you like or that's already open or that you have an aptitude for. But this third eye is what's crucial here, and to see with that. So the third eye, which is in the center of our head, you know, which has been working very hard. Definitely this class has been able to help each and every one of you hone the skills of the third eye. But we're going to do a lot of using that third eye to observe what's happening on the inside of the body first. As you know, what's on the inside of your body is a mirror to what's happening as above, so below. We're going to use it as within, with as without, which is the second phrase of that Hermetic axiom. As above, so below, as within, as without. So we're going to use as within, as without. I might have some of those words mixed up, but you get the point. So this flexibility, this articulation with your two eyes, your physical eyes, and your third eye as a triad, working as a triad together to scan the inside of your body for the connection points with the solar rishi and Uranus. That's all we're dealing with today. the sun and Uranus. The irony is, they say that we're making it simple, right? And just two of the planets and working with this. So Uranus is stepping on the stage now. And speaking to you, Mary, saying you can blame me for your erratic heart. because I have been, and Marianne as well, and other of you, because I have been sending lightning bolts of high frequency energy and throwing them in your field, and often you catch them. But what I've been doing is increasing in actual play. It might not have seemed like play, but form, where I can spike your energetic field as a way to pop a ceiling on a balloon that has only, you know, that has been limited, you know, as a way to allow you heights of energy frequencies that you can now access. It would have been a slower process had we not given or sent some frequencies of lightning bolts. And that's why he's saying, oh, that's why I'm here now. Because I don't, you don't, you have the ability now to begin to modulate. So that's not so extreme. But it requires paying careful attention to when I'm knocking on your cell doors, per se, when I would like to share a message. So they want to talk about Uranus now, and the sky is in the sign of Taurus, which is a grounded energy. And in a way, these, you know, Taurus is slower moving. It actually, it's one of the slowest energetically moving consciousness fields. So think that these lightning bolts now are going through, or can go through, a slowing down effect, so that our energetic system that's learning to read incoming energies can begin to decipher these. So, in a sense, we're slowing down the frequencies hitting the body. But he has a lot of friends who's doing their bidding, which may be closer to us. The other planets that are in Aquarius now, the Moon, Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn, that are in Aquarius, can do Uranus's bidding. What do we mean by that? We mean that those frequencies are a little bit closer to your planet. They may be closer to you and working with it, because those are more of the inner planets. Save Jupiter and Saturn, they're considered outer planets, but they're still closer than Uranus is, so that their energies are more, we've been dealing with them more frequently. So Uranus is bringing in a lot of the new ideas, a lot of the new ways that we're working with energy, and a lot of the ways that we're perceiving energy. But like in all of the universe, the energy takes a form, a geometric form. And these forms of the planets from Saturn, we're much more familiar with. We'll go more into the Platonic solids at a later date. And just take a deep breath. A lot of water as you're working with this fifth dimensional while your body is still changing energetically. Calcium, magnesium. You're still alchemizing to these energies. And you will be through the next at least half of a year alchemizing to these new energies. And we are here to field any of the questions that you have in that regard as well. So you may bring your questions as you're feeling them and as you're perceiving them. I'd like to point to the whales that you've been working with and gratitude for them for working so much with bubbles, this idea of bubbles with us and creating play and creating heart smiles and bubbles in our awareness. Uranus would like to pick that theme up and introduce the first concept that we'll be playing with. It is to think of yourself as you're moving into your universal aspect, is to become an orb. To think of yourself now as an orb of energy and identify with yourself as a plasma orb, a holographic energy field that is morphable inside, you know, well, from the heart, but you being within the hologram of the orb and working masterfully as a holographic consciousness. You have played with this idea a lot in your work, and now it will take on a more primary role in your day. You've all been fascinated with orbs. Orbs coming in, orbs showing up, orbs of us coming in, for that's how we come in as points of light, and orbs to your consciousness field and your play. We come in as orbs and then we coalesce together with your energy and the consciousness field that the whales, the universal consciousness field, the way the whales are creating. For the whales are very adept at creating a universal field, one that's easy to access, easy for us and easy for those that wish to share in your process. So this, kindergartners don't get homework, but we're just going to give you this idea, or maybe it's a story, that as you walk about, that you are an orb, you are a plasma field, you're a consciousness field. And you breathe, and when you breathe, you're breathing to fill up that entire space, not just your body. You're breathing an orb space, you know, so that you become familiar with yourself as an energetic field. Yes, this orb zooms to the size that you want it. And so in your coming time till the full moon when we meet again, this idea of walking and experiencing and moving about your day as an orb is your play and part of your readiness and part of your mission. One of the advanced features of doing this, and we can speak of this later, but we'd also like to introduce the concept now, is that, and this is not a new concept to you, we're just pointing it out. This, and most of this is probably not new, but that as an orb, when you take a piece of it or blow a piece of it out, you're never less than, you're always whole. There's never a depletion. And your breathing and your heart, when you're tuning into your heart and your breath, this is the locomotive of this. This is determines the spin, the travel, and everything else. So you don't have to go into orb travel at the moment. We're just saying that feeling the breath as you do in each part of your body now, and we've been trained to do, begin to feel how the breath and the depth of your breath contributes to your sense of your orb, you know, feeling your orb, breathing into your orb, feeding your orb. And when you're depleted, how the orb can nourish you. And we look forward to hearing your play in this next time. And we have